How are you doing? How are you really doing? How did the multiple days of smoke-infused air impact you? Or the days of drought? Or excessive snow or rain? Or extreme weather events? Or days over 100 degrees Fahrenheit? Or negative 30 degrees Fahrenheit? Or the 60 degree swing in temperatures over 2 days? At the new year or your birthday, did you think maybe a new year or a new year of life would help you reset and start anew? I heard a lot of people say good riddance to the past and all of its calamities when we celebrated the new year. And I have heard this for a few years running now. As much as humans love moments that allow us to renew or reset, such as a new year, Lent, or birthdays, even Mondays, we also kind of sense that there are certain problems that we cannot easily reset. COVID or some other disease will continue to strain our system and our spirits. We will continue to have major weather events like tornadoes, derechos, drought, and excess moisture. This year, whichever year it is, will likely be one of the hottest years on record, along with the last decade. There will be fires, floods, and other disasters. Our social structures will continue to be strained under anger and division that we haven't seen for more than a century in this country. And the world order is being disrupted in a way none of us imagined. None of that is easily left behind just because we decided to reset. And yet, I sit on my patio with my newish puppy Leonardo, watching the seasons change in my backyard and many different colorful songbirds pick at my feeders, and I have hope. Hope that we can make the changes we need to make so that this year is a little better, and so is every year after that. Hope that we can leave the world better than it is right now. Better for your children and for all the birds, dogs, fish, and frogs. Better for the trees. Better for the water. Better for everything living. This is Curious Planet, and I'm Jacqueline Comito. I know that hope might seem ridiculous. Did I listen to myself? There are some huge challenges that we face, locally and globally. How can I have hope? How can I not have hope? The hope I'm talking about isn't an emotion. It isn't a skill. It is a grace and a gift. Hope is the acknowledgement that we cannot accurately predict what the future may bring. So we better look the current facts in the eyes and respond. Not being able to accurately predict the future means that we must let go of notions that everything will correct itself or that things are more dire than they seem. Both sentiments lead to paralysis. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an anthropologist, writer, and an artist who oversees 2 Iowa State University extension and outreach programs, Iowa Learning Farms, and Water Rocks. And as the late Archbishop Desmond Tutu said, I'm not an optimist. I'm a prisoner of hope. The Iowa Learning Farm started in 2004 with a simple idea, helping farmers talk to other farmers about protecting Iowa's soil and water. In 2012, we added Water Rocks, a water education program to foster the interplay of knowledge, caring, and engagement among Iowa's youth that can lead to long-term multi-generational transformation for all Iowans. This program combines science with emotional appeals, utilizing humor, music, art, literature, and fun hands-on activities to educate and motivate young people. We have had some great successes with both programs, but there is so much to do. I would be lying if I didn't say that we get a little discouraged at times. Many of the people who do this sort of environmental work get discouraged at times. There's so much that needs to happen. Hope seems elusive, and it seems crucial. As Jane Goodall writes in her most recent book, The Book of Hope, hope is a survival trait. Without it, we perish. I'd like to think of hope as the sum of rich imagery and anticipating challenges. In other words, hope engages our imaginations about what is possible, but it does that, understanding and anticipating what might go wrong and what might get in the way. It is our ability to act on hope that makes us humans. The educator, philosopher, and writer George Steiner has said, "To hope is to remember the future. It is to remember that which could yet be. The compulsion to hope is at once imperative and enigmatic with us." Let's hear that idea again. Hope is remembering the future, or that which could yet be. The future I want to remember is filled with life, clean water, a diversity of plants and animals, and enough food and resources for everyone. That vision of the future is my hope. Acting on that kind of hope is what has energized some initiatives for our Iowa Learning Farms and Water Rocks programs. Iowa Learning Farms has a bold new logo. A logo is a logo, but the boldness of the colors and the images become our beacon of hope. After 20 years as a program, it would be easy to coast, but we decided to get bold. We are building on the tried and true, like in-person field days, and keeping the best of the online outreach like virtual field days and weekly webinars. We are returning to on-farm demonstrations and have added 21 new farmer partners. These partners bring new voices to the table. For instance, Wendy Johnson and her husband John started Joya Food Farm and are implementing new crops and conservation practices on their 230 acres. Wendy also co-manages the family farm with her father and has worked to expand conservation practices on the more traditional row crop acres there.
The future of agriculture is this. It's diverse. It's fun. It's joyful. You see life. Our farm is supporting life and growing life. And we see frogs and snakes and all different kinds of mammals and birds. And it's just fun to be outside and working with the livestock and the wildlife and everything. So it's just really exciting to see that there is strong interest in this kind of agriculture. And when I say this kind of agriculture, it's a diversified system. It's not just an annual row crop. It is multiple things.
We have developed farmer scientist toolkits to help farmers better measure their ecological successes. We are coming up with creative and effective ways to tell the stories of hope. We even went across the state listening to new voices in water quality, such as Iowa State University student Nico Stevens.
We don't have a whole lot of time. Like, the hypoxia dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, we kept, like, they would, like, put targets for what to hit for the nutrients, and the reduction never happened. They just pushed it back more and more years. The target got farther and farther back, and that's still what's happening. So if we continue to act like we have all the time in the world, we'll eventually run out of that time, and it'll be too late for us to actually try and make a change.
You cannot think of the future without thinking of young people. Most people on the team would say that it is their work with our Water Rocks program that gives them the most hope. We considered a minor miracle that not only has Water Rocks been able to survive during the restrictions of the pandemic, but we are thriving. Requests for our program are up 200%, and we visit on average 180 Iowa schools a year. When Water Rocks turned 10 in 2022, we celebrated with an Earth Day Poetry Slam competition for poets over the age of 18. On that day in late April, in front of 180 people, we elevated the voices of the future.
Is where imaginations created endless possibilities. My siblings, cousins, and friends swam nonstop, playing till the sun went down. We were pirates sailing the seven seas. Sharks trying to catch the minnows, divers exploring the depths.
I am a Palestinian Tennessean transported to Iowa by way of dreams, and so my story converged the way rivers do. My father was born 84 miles from the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus Christ is said to have miraculously set his feet. My father had to cross the sacred River Jordan on the road to Kuwait, and he spent his childhood kicking a soccer ball on the beaches of Salamiya. Maybe he still heard the lull of the Arabian Gulf as he slept on the plane across the Atlantic Ocean.
Throughout the universe, this element we've learned is hard to find. Yet, so much fast food, you're always in a bad mood. And all this is recycled every time you go to the bathroom. This means that two things are true. You are what you eat, and water's a reflection of you.
These poems encourage putting hope into action. These are all little things, I know. But the thing about hope is that it leads to action, and that leads to impact, and that leads to more hope. It's what I call the hope success loop. We must do what is ours to do, no matter what it is. We must start where we are. We must be bold and brave. Dive in. Take a chance. What is your hope? And how can you start to make it happen?